Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. When the Lord goes to talking, get your pen out. Amen. Hallelujah. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal. Notice with Brother Joe, the thief cometh not. The thief is coming. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And when God said destroy, He meant destroy. He didn't mean halfway. He meant destroy. I am come. Aren't you glad of that colon that's right there? It says, but it's like the word but stuck in there. It's like an interjection. I am come. Thank God there's more than just the thief coming. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. We'll just go ahead and just quote out of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That's not the trees and the birds and the fish. That's humanity. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has a plan. God told Jeremiah, it was Jeremiah writing, He said, I have plans for you. Good things. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, how can sometimes God say that when most of the time that the people that God calls, they go through horrible things, they grow through conflicts. Amen. Well, it's the good on the other side, Brother Tony. Amen. But we've been studying Joseph in the Sunday school, and so I've always liked the summation of Joseph when he arrives at the end of that part of that journey, Brother Tony, and he says to them, brethren, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Woo! God looked beyond all of those hardships and all the things that was coming, and God had given Joseph, by the way, a glimpse of that. Early in that life, He's given him them dreams. Amen. Amen. You know something? Brother Joe, God's got a plan. And it's written right down in this book. Amen. And if we will allow that plan to work, amen. And it's graduation time. So, amen. I could have just preached to the seniors this morning, but we're going to preach to everybody. Amen. God's got a plan. No matter if we... 17, 18, amen, whatever age we are, amen, right on up, amen, until we get in however old we get here, amen. God's still got a plan, amen. And you know what? The most wonderful thing that has ever been said by mankind outside of Christ, amen, it was said by the Apostle Paul when he writes that letter to that young preacher Timothy, amen, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have followed the plan. Did it? Woo, my. Amen. It might not be easy sometimes in the midst of all that God has got for us to do. Amen. Matter of fact, Brother Joe can guarantee you that it will not be easy. Amen. One thing, amen. So, Brother Joe, you're going to sound like you're making a valedictorian speech this morning. No, it's the Word of God. God's plan. Amen. God has given us. Amen. Aren't you glad that God was thinking of you and I Amen. When was he thinking of us? Long before we ever came about. Amen. God said to Jeremiah, "For you were formed in your mother's belly, I ordained you a prophet. I had a plan for you, boy." Amen. Come on. And my. Before you ever arrived on the scene, amen, I had something for you. Amen. My. And that's not just to Brother Jeremiah. Amen. God's got a plan for every last living soul. Amen. My. So I want to look this morning at this plan, and I want to look at the obstacles. Amen. I preach a message sometimes, and I got part of my notes here for it. The plan and the conflict. There's a plan, but there is also a conflict. Amen. There is an enemy. Amen. Most of the time, most of that enemy is the old man we live with. Hello, come on. Amen. You know, we can blame the neighbor up the road, and we can blame the one down the road, and we can blame that person that may aggravate us a lot in life. And if it wasn't for them, Lord, I could actually live. I could actually do something. Amen. No, the biggest problem we have, amen, Brother Paul sums it up in Romans chapter 1, when I would do good, evil is ever present with me. Amen. That ain't the devil. Amen. That's not Lucifer. Lucifer is not ever present. He's not an omnipresent being. Amen. No. I can tell you what is ever present. Amen. Self is ever present. Hello. Amen. And if we are not, amen, dealing with self, amen, the conflict arises. Amen. Conflict always arises when there's more than one. Hello. Amen. Oh, don't let any man move you from the simplicity that is in Christ. Amen. My. Amen. I was feeling the Holy Ghost forever. Amen. Got through my notes this morning. Amen. It will stay with that simplicity. Amen. Lord, it's you. Amen. I ain't got nobody. Amen. I want to obey with you. Amen. I don't want to do anything. Amen. But what you want me to do. My. That's a simple life. Amen. That's a straightforward life that says, I want the will of God. Amen. Brother Paul said, I finished, amen, this life. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. That word course means the plan that God had for my life. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, that plan, I'm telling you, went through a lot of bad places. Yeah, it did. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, multitudes of good. Only eternity will show, amen, what God was able to work in the life of a man whose original name was Saul of Tarsus. Amen. Who was, amen, history and church legend says he stood 4.5 foot tall, bald-headed and bow-legged. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, the Word of God said, amen, that he turned the world upside down. Hallelujah. Amen. God can still take 4.5 foot tall, bald-headed, bow-legged folks and turn the world upside down. God. Amen. Well, glory. Every time I say that, I think about the story of the preacher from Illinois. Amen. And sometimes I fail to remember his name, but I remember his story. Amen. He said on Sunday morning, the football hero stood up in church and proclaimed that God had called him into the ministry. Amen. Everybody swooned and said the kingdom of heaven's been blessed. And amen. And all wonderful things are to come. Amen. Said that night after altar service, God dealing with my heart, I stood up and declared that God had called me into the ministry. And everybody said, oh God, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Amen. So he went off to seminary school and said he hadn't been there a couple of weeks. And the professor looks at him and says, a carpenter, a plumber maybe, but never a preacher. Amen. My. Many years come and passed. Amen. And this particular brother was late for a meeting. Amen. They had scheduled in a huge auditorium. Instead of being able to get in the back, he has had to go back and park and walk down the street and get in the front door. They had the lights down. They had set chairs in the aisle to accommodate the crowd. And while he's trying to negotiate down that aisle to get to the, amen, up to the rostrum, he bumps into a chair and bumps into a man. And the man turned around to apologize. And lo and behold, it was the professor that said, amen, a carpenter or a plumber maybe, but never a preacher. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. God calls. He fashions. He ordains. Amen. It is His business. Amen. He equips them that He calls. Come on with Brother Joe. I feel like having church this morning. Now, I want to look at something. Amen. We can look at this plan. The thief cometh. Amen. We're setting the stage for the conflict. Amen. There is an enemy. There is a warfare. Amen. Listen, if we're going to, I don't care what you do in life. Amen. If you're going to get anything done, there is going to be resistance. Amen. Set out to build something if you don't believe it and see if you get you a project. You won't be got starting that project very long. I can about guarantee it, boy, you're going to run up against something that somewhere or another you probably overlooked or just rose up. And then it comes down to, am I going to keep the course? Or am I going to just discard that business? Hello? Amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus finished the course? Amen. Aren't you glad that He went all the way to Calvary? Amen. He said, I've not come to do my will. Oh, but I've come to do the will of Him that sent me. Amen. I've not come to speak my words, but I've come to speak the words of Him that sent me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He was on the cross. Amen. We were on His mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I can tell you, He knew me. Amen. And the marvelous thing was after He knew me, Brother Tony, He still loved me. Amen. My. Thank God. Amen. So the thief cometh not. What does he come to do? And I'm telling you, we live in a world that has tried to beautify the devil and beautify rebellion and beautify disobedience and all kind of manner of things. Amen. But they fail to look at the end results of what it brings about. Amen. The thief cometh not but for to steal. Amen. If you don't have anything, He ain't going to steal. But if you got something, He'll steal it. If you have anything from God, He'll do His best to steal it from you. Come on. But He can't steal what you won't allow Him to steal. Amen. That's why this book, the book of books, says, be vigilant, be wary, for your adversary. What's an adversary, Brother Joe? Somebody that is against you. Amen. Your adversary, the devil. And believe you me, don't believe that world. We have an adversary. Amen. They may not believe in hell, but I want to tell you, they won't even believe in the devil, but he's real because he's got them. Amen. One day they may not. Amen. I think I showed some people, amen, Ken Hovind's little quick statements the other day, amen, about people denying God. Amen. And Brother Hovind picked up a cell phone and said, if you find a cell phone in the dirt, amen. Amen. Then you know that somebody had to design that cell phone. Somebody had to be able to design it. Somebody put it together. Amen. But there was a designer. Amen. Amen. He said, if you go through the forest and somebody's nailed a painting to a tree in the middle of the forest, amen, somebody painted that picture, Brother Tony. Amen. And he said, the painter, amen, the picture is proof of the painter. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen. Amen. And I'm telling you that, amen, that object is proof of the designer. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He said, the creation is proof of the Creator. Hallelujah. Oh, when I look around and I see the world, I see a day that there's a majestic Creator. Amen. Oh, and then it said, if you, amen, have not been born again, washed in the blood, amen, if you don't believe, amen, upon the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, then you're going to hell. Amen. And then he said, well, you say you don't believe in hell. He said, well, you don't have to believe in it to go there. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. I don't believe in it, therefore it ain't real. What kind of hogwash is that? Amen. I can tell you something. This is the book of books. It has never been proven wrong. It's had its critics for years and years and years. Amen. They have criticized this book. Oh, come on, Tasha. Come on with Brother Joe. But after all that is said and done, those critics come to a place where they lay them in a casket, Brother Tony. Amen. And a man stands behind that pulpit and reads from the book they've criticized. Come on. Hallelujah. That atheist says God don't exist, but he has to get up most every morning and somewhere along the line, he's going to have to look at a Julian calendar. Amen. That's got a date on it. Amen. And that date says in the year of our Lord. Amen. It goes back to Jesus Christ. Hello? Woo. I think I'll just follow the plan. Amen. So I'm going to hurry. I know I'm
Well, I'm going to have to hurry. Amen. Well, glory. I'm going to run out of time. Amen. I got more I can bit off than I can chew. The plan will never be easy. Somewhere on my phone I got some scriptural notes. I don't do this much, but I've done it this morning because I was up against it. So you'll pardon me for just a moment and I'll drag out a phone. See how long it stays. Get down where I can read it. Amen. The plan will never be easy. Oh, Brother Joe, you have 7 easy steps to this and 6 easy steps to that. Baloney. The plan will never be easy. Amen. Anything you do in life that is worth anything, I can promise you it won't be easy. Luke 13:24 says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. You ever look that word strive up? Ain't nothing easy about striving, Brother Tony. That's wet. I'm telling you, that's... Amen. And Brother Ravenhill says, it's real praying is soul sweat. Woo! Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Amen. Why? And the Bible answers that question because they did not strive lawfully. They did not strive according to the plan. Come on. Jesus said, I am the door to the sheepfold. He that cometh in, amen, this door shall go in and out and find green pasture. Amen. He said, he that, amen, no man cometh unto the Father except he come by me. Amen. Hello, Miss Oprah. Amen. Quit telling them lies. Amen. There's only one way. Amen. We sang that old hymn. There's just one way to the pearly gates. Come on. And that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would spend a little time there, but I'm going to run out of time. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. The plan will always bring us into conflict. Number 2, the plan. If you're going to follow Christ, conflict is coming. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I don't know about that. Amen. Let me just read Galatians 5:17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. If we follow this plan, amen, the Word of God says that man, that flesh, that carnal nature is not subject unto God, neither indeed can be. What do you mean, Brother Joe? That means that he cannot deal that. He didn't come to save carnality. Amen. No, he came so that he could birth in us a whole new creature. Amen. That old man must die. He must be crucified with Christ on that cross. Amen. And all of his deceitful lust, amen, must perish away day by day. Amen. My God, I hear the Apostle Paul say, I die daily. You're going to do something for God, you're going to have a real successful life. And I want to tell you what a successful life. A successful life ends, amen, at the beginning of the eternity of that life with these words, well done. Well done. If we don't hear them words, we have not been successful. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how much money we may drag down to the bank. Amen. We have not been successful. Amen. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If he gain the whole world and he loses his soul, what doth it profit him? Amen. Brother Joe, you against, amen, making a good living? No, I'm not against that. Amen. I'm against forsaking Christ for anything, no matter what it is. Amen. I'm for obeying God. Amen. And when, yes, I believe, you know, you get to be pastor and you work, you get talked about. I told the superintendent, he said, yo, are you a part-timer? When he said I was a part-timer, I nailed him to the wall, Brother Tony. I said, yes, and Brother Paul was a part-time apostle that wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. Hello? What do you mean, Brother Joe, he's a part-time apostle? He was a tent maker by trade. Amen. He worked. And he was an apostle of Christ. I said, he was a part-time apostle. He knew I had him. Amen. So you may have to work a little harder, but that'll be all right.
Amen. Glory to God. It doesn't matter about that. What matters, am we committed to God? Am I going to follow the plan? Amen. So we will always be brought into conflict the moment. Brother Paul said, when the law revived, said, when the law came, sin revived and I died. Oh, come on. The sooner, just said, I want to tell you something. Even the devil will let you pretty much alone long as you don't seek to follow the plan. But the moment that you seek to follow this Christ, conflict is coming, brothers and sisters. You can put it down in the book. It's coming. Amen. That enemy is going to come and he's going to try to steal, amen, what God has given you, and he's going to try to kill what God is doing in your life. Oh, if one way don't work, believe me, you can't get off guard because he's going to find another route to come. First he may come with hardships, then he may come with temptations. Hello, the devil, amen, he's got more than one card to play. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those three cards, he has bagged himself millions and millions and millions of people. Amen. And it's still working today. The same three things the devil has used from time immemorial, he's using today. Amen. And he has multitudes and multitudes and multitudes. Amen. Led astray by those same three things. My, you say that, Brother Joe. The Word of God said in the book of in the Word of God says multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, and the day of the Lord is near. In the valley of decision. Amen. Now, number three. Amen. The plan will bring you into hardships. First, it brings you into conflict. Then it will bring you into hardships. Brother Ravenhills had a statement he made. Said, most people today will follow Christ until the point of inconvenience. And then they find a place to get off the bus. Come on. Oh, what if Jesus had got off at the first point of inconvenience, Brother Tony? We would have been in trouble. Amen. Oh, what if Brother Paul would have, amen, when he started his missionary journeys, the first time he ran into a little trouble and he got abused. And amen, my, have you ever read 2 Corinthians and read the times the Apostle Paul and what he suffered and all of the abuse that he went through? Amen, at Lystra. They beat him, amen, they beat him with what we would call a clubs. Big, fixed. They beat him, and he's only 4.5 foot tall. They beat him, the Bible indicated that they beat him to death. The men of his brothers stood around him, and God raised him back up, Brother Tony. Woo! Amen, my. Amen, and what did he do? He went right back to work for God. Matter of fact, not much later down the road, he went right back to that place where they beat him to death, and he checked on the church there. Amen. Woo! Amen. Brother Paul said, we've been pressed out of measure. Amen. There wasn't no way even to measure that hardship. It's beyond the scale. Woo! Hey! But he didn't stop there, did he? He said, but God. Oh, but God, who is gracious, amen, who is so good, amen, hath delivered us from so great a death. But he didn't stop there. And he doth yet deliver us. And he doth deliver us, he brother. And he shall yet deliver us yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He's going to deliver us. My, I'm telling you, I was saved, I'm being saved, and I shall be saved. Amen. God's going to do that deliverance. So hardship, 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, listen to these words. Yea, and all, didn't say some. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. There's no such thing as Christianity that tiptoes through the tulips. Brother David Talbert said these words many years ago, standing in this pulpit. Said, if you try to direct the wood chips while you're cutting wood, you won't get much wood cut. So the best thing to do is just cut the wood and let the chips fall where they may. Woo, come on. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Well, persecution takes in a lot of things as well. Amen. We don't know a great deal about persecution. I want to tell you what one persecution, you may not agree, but I agree that it is. Brother Clendenin said these words, "The greatest temptation that has ever taken any person or any generation is..." Anybody care to guess what it is? Success. Being enriched. Amen. Come on. When did Brother David fall? But when he had thought he had got to play drive to the place, he's no longer being chased by Saul. Amen. He found him a place of being at ease. Amen. When he thought he had got there. Amen. Success. Amen. All of these things bring about. And Brother Clinton, I believe he was dead on key. He said, that is one of America's biggest problems. Brother Ravenhill was in agreement with Brother Clendenin. Amen. He said, we have been cursed with blessings. And Brother Ravenhill said these words, and I'm sure there was someone who said he wish he'd shut his mouth. Amen. I pray that we shall soon be, amen, what? Blessed with cursings. It's better that a man enter life halt than to go to hell whole. Hello? It's better that we have hardship and it brings us into the plan and we hold to God than to be blessed and just simply, amen, go our way and forget God. It will bring us into hardships. By the way, the plan is the only way to real victory. I think Brother Tony mentioned this morning the permissive and the perfect will of God. God is not pleased if I'm, and there is, Brother Joe's going ahead and said, there is no such thing as the permissive will of God. God's not directing us there. He's directing us into the absolute will of God. Hello? It may take us a little while to get there. Amen. Sometimes it takes, amen. And then when we get there, God's got other directions. He sends us. Come on. It's not any place that we ever just arrive at and sit down. Amen. It's a door we walk through every day. Amen. Every day God's got something. Every day we must walk and follow the plan. Amen. And one of the felt the Holy Ghost. Amen, Brother Tony. If we just follow that plan every day, one day we will walk through a door and it'll be a door from this side of the world into eternity. Amen. Oh, Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. But he had this testimony that before he was translated, that he pleased God. It means everything to please God. Amen. I want to please Him. I want to serve Him. Amen. I want to follow the plan. Hallelujah. Amen. So the only way to victory, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, amen, says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Brother Paul, in another place, said, "Thanks be unto God that always..." Always without an S. Not always, but always. That's a perfect present tense. That means every time we follow the plan, brothers and sisters, He gives us the victory. You want to get out of the plan, you're going to lose the victory. Amen. Listen, if we set out to do things within our own, amen, we're the problem.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you. Is our prayer.